Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
We are into Mental Health Week for 2017. One in four young people aged 16 to 24 will experience a mental health issue, and suicide is the leading cause of death of young people aged 15 to 24, and accounting for one third of all deaths, which is around 35%. And Mental Health Week, and today is Headspace Day. And catching up with the National Ambassador from Headspace, Mason Hope. Mason, g'day.
How you doing?
I'm very well, Mason. A bit about your background. You've done some work in country music over the years. You took out pole position at the 2016 Gympie Music Muster Talent Search. And you've also been involved with the Creative Generations show, which was on television, and a Level 8 drum teacher. Is that one of the highest levels out there?
It's the second highest level besides your letters. So there's a grading system that goes up to 8, and then after eight, you go for something called your letters. So I'm up there, and then you can go for something that's like super duper hard, but I'm going to stick with 8, I think.
How has the music influence been, in terms of getting balance in your life?
I mean, being able to write music and being able to express myself has been really, really therapeutic for me at a younger age, being able to, express my emotions through songs. It was an easy way to deal with it in the sense that I didn't have to full on one-on-one talk to someone about the things they were going through, but I was able to express myself through the music and through the lyrics and be able to actually communicate with someone in a different way about what's going on in my life.
And Mason, have you got any advice for parents out there that might be needing to assist their children?
Get in contact with Headspace. It's really, really easy to get in contact with Headspace. Again, you just go to the website and all the contact information is there. All the information about your local or your closest local Headspace will be there. And it's not just, one-on-one counselling. We also do really, really cool, casual, really informal group therapy kind of things. And I think these parents will find that it can really, really help and affect in a good way their children and even sometimes their own home lifestyle.
Some good advice there as we get into Headspace Day, part of Mental Health Week for 2017. Mason Hope, the National Ambassador for Headspace Australia, thank you so much and happy Headspace Day.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Big supporters of the Albany Roller Derby League. Of course, our Great Southern Breakers have had a big couple of years and they've got their next fundraiser coming up on the 21st of October down at the Middleton Beach Bowling Club. It's their quiz night. You can get in touch with the Roller Derby League on Facebook for those tickets. And Natalie is back with us from the Albany Roller Derby League. As well as your quiz night, you've got a major crowdfunding campaign happening at the moment with Possible.
Yeah, we do. We are trying to raise $70,000, which is a massive amount of money, to go towards our flooring for our new venue. So the venue is all ready to go. I think this Wednesday we're getting the concrete poured, which is pretty exciting. So regardless of if we hit our target or not, we will still have our wonderful venue. We just need to do a lot of other things to kind of get what we want, which isn't really new for us. We're pretty creative, resourceful people at Albany Roller Derby League.
Yeah, get in touch with the Possible page. Just go to possible.com, is that right?
Yeah, that's the easiest way to find it. Go to Possible, P-O-Z-I-B-L-E, and just type in Albany, and we're there.
Quiz night coming up 21st of October down at Middleton Beach. If people want to get along, tables of 8 for $80. How can they get those tickets?
We are selling them via Eventbrite. So you can head to Eventbrite and, again, type in Roller Derby or Albany and you'll see it come up. Or you can just contact us and we can work out a cash payment or a direct deposit if that's easier. So it's going to be a really massive night. It's going to be an excellent fundraiser for us. And really good fun because we always do things with a lot of fun at Roller Derby. So we're really encouraging everyone to get along. And so far, there's only actually one Roller Derby specific question in there. So it's definitely a general quiz night and you can come along no matter who you are and just get involved in a really great night on October 21st.
And just finally, the bout that was coming up to end off 2017, that's now being pushed back to 2018.
Yeah, we've pushed that one back to March and we're looking at doing a double header down here. So keep your eyes on that one. And of course, it'll be in our new venue as well. So we'll be playing Perth Roller Derby, Rumble Bees and somebody else yet to be decided. So we'll have a really big event over there, which will be amazingly good fun.
Yeah, get behind our Roller Derby League. Some exciting plans for 2018 as they move into their new venue, but they do need your support, so go to possible.com and help out with the campaign. Natalie from Albany Roller Derby League, thank you so much, and good luck with all your fundraising.
Thanks, Terry.
The Act Belong Commit Bloom Festival is on until the 15th of October, proudly supported by 783 Triple M. So much has been happening in the last few weeks. There's still a few more events before we wrap it up for 2017. All the details in your program guide, which you can grab from your local visitor centre, and you can also find out the details online. Go to hiddentreasures.com.au/bloom. She's done a fantastic job during the 2017 Hidden Treasures Bloom Festival, and she's back with us. Katie, you've come in from Woodanilling. On Friday, you had the barn dance out there.
Yes, it was a great event. We had a fantastic turnout. Lots of people enjoyed themselves with our band and the dance instructors. Heaps of kids come as well. And yeah, we hope we can repeat it next year.
Now, we just want to remind people about the great competitions you've got this year with the Hidden Treasures Bloom Festival. We've got a photography competition and a colouring in competition.
Yes, so we have a $250 cash prize for our photo competition. So take a photo of your favorite moment at the festival or the Hidden Treasures regions and send it in via our Facebook page or Albany Gateway. And then we also have a colouring in competition sponsored by Act Belong Commit, one of our major sponsors. And there's prizes for adults or children to be won, and it's a mindfulness colouring in. So it's not just for children, it's also for adults to go and relax.
As we mentioned, adults don't mind their colouring in.
No, it's quite in at the moment. There's heaps of books out. So with us, there's free templates. They can be downloaded from Act Belong Commit, their website, or go onto the Plume website. We've got the links up there as well. And hand in your finished artworks to the Albany Small Business Centre or any of our events.
Now, Katie, as we wrap it up this week, we have got a bye-bye Bloom and Goodbye. That's happening on Albany Highway at Mount Barker at the old police station museum.
Yes, so that's our last event. It's our official closing event, and it's going to be great. The gardens are beautiful. We've been there just recently. We have heaps of people coming to the markets, yummy food, lots of entertainment for kids, Jamie the Clown, Happy Feet Fitness. We've got a reptile trailer so people can have a look at those guys, and much more. And that is really nice to say goodbye in style, having all the flowers there, but also that's the last day of Mental Health Week, and we see it as our contribution to the Mental Health
Week. And it's been a bigger event, hasn't it, this year so far? You've had good turnout at all the attractions.
Yes, it's been massive. So even in Katanning, our first one, we had double the patrons as we had expected, and we hope we're going to close the same way.
Don't miss out. It is the Hidden Treasures of the Great Southern Bloom Festival. Plenty of events on until the 15th of October. Program guide available from your local visitor centre and details online at hiddentreasures.com.au. Supported by 783 Triple M. Katie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Terry.
This is going to be a fantastic show. It is at InSwing Sports Bar this week on Wednesday night. You've got Doug Walters coming along and also Lenny Pascoe and Jeff Thompson here as well. If you want to find out about getting some tickets, details at our website, triplem.com.au. But I've got one of the trio with us now, the coolest man in cricket. I've got Doug Walters. Doug, a very good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you going?
I'm very well. Doug, I remember you did a speaking tour a few years ago with Len Pascoe. So you've been on the circuit for a little while.
Yes, invariably we get around a little bit, but I haven't toured down your way with Lenny Pascoe and Tomo, so I'm looking forward to having a good week next week or this week.
For those that don't know, Doug Walters, you played for Australia back in the 70s, also New South Wales, right hand bat, right arm medium, and pretty good career.
I had a fantastic career, really. Enjoyed every second of it, and I'd like it all over again.
And you had some good mates with you, Lenny Pascoe and Jeff Thompson. He used to terrorise batsmen by thundering down the wicket.
Oh, he's the quickest bowler I've ever seen, Tomo. Dennis Lilly was the best, but Tomo was the quickest. I'd rather face Dennis 7 days a week than Tomo once. As you knew where Dennis was going to be aiming, but with Tomo, you had no idea, and I don't think he had much of an idea either.
What are your thoughts on the latest developments in cricket? We've got things like T20, and I heard a suggestion the other day that there might even be T10.
I don't know whether we need T10s, but T20, I can accept T20. I mean, I'm not a great lover of the 50-50 game. Because you don't get too many close contests. 2020, I guess you do get quite a few closer contests. But even a bad game in 2020 is over in about 3 hours, so you forget about it.
A good game is a quick game in your opinion then?
Correct, yes.
Doug Walters, in your time in cricket, you didn't mind a bit of a good time as well. Have you got any quality stories there that you want to maybe give us a bit of a preview of ahead of Wednesday?
Oh, well, we played in such a good era that we got away with a lot of things that you wouldn't get away with these days, and they're the sort of stories that we related at the functions we go to. And nothing serious, I can tell you that, but only about the good times.
I heard a story from Kerry O'Keefe about the time he was playing in Adelaide and they went to a brewery the night before, and then he had to go out and field the whole day, and he was struggling in that Adelaide heat.
Yeah, but he ended up getting a few wickets, so there's something to be said about walking onto the ground relaxed.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot as we start a new week is $1,400. Mike is with us. Mike, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a great weekend, mate.
What did you get up to?
Oh, a bit of fishing, got to Nadaloni.
Nice. Where do you go? You going to tell us your spot or are you going to keep it to yourself?
Look around at the Turk entrance, mate.
Excellent. All right. Mike, $1,400. What do you reckon our Sound of Albany is?
Tennis ball coming in contact with a tennis racket on the tennis court.
Unfortunately, can't give you the money. That's not the one we want.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. You have a good day.
All right.
Linda's with us. Linda, $1,400 on the line. Sound of Albany, what do you reckon it is?
Could it be someone hitting a volleyball down at the indoor beach volleyball on Barker Road?
Your answer is incorrect. We're going to have to knock your answer out of the court.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay, bye.
Jackpot tomorrow rises to $1,420. It's your Sound of Albany right here at 783 Triple M.